Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, I say we dive into a trending report here this morning. Oddly enough, this is so funny. After we were talking about Katie being up all night because she hit that Lipton hard last night. Today is National Iced Tea Day.
It is not.
It is. It is today. Today's
Stop.
The day.
Gosh, Katie, you got to do it again today, then.
Yeah,
I can't.
Hit it hard, girl.
Oh my gosh.
Hit it hard.
My body is screaming at me. Like, no more iced tea.
Katie had a little glass of iced tea last night, and then she couldn't sleep, and she was sweating and having crazy dreams that she was living in hell or something.
No,
I don't
it was
know.
Awful. Wow.
Fire and brimstone.
I probably woke up every single hour just tossing and turning. You know how, like, your bottom sheet gets all twisted around
yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boy, you were going at it.
I was Dang. So active in bed last night by myself.
It looks like you broke that 18-month dry spell.
I wish, Josh.
Jeez.
There's a teabagging joke in there somewhere.
Oh, Jerry.
53% of people think that iced tea is the ideal drink for sipping on the porch or the deck or anywhere outside during the summer. It's a sipping drink.
You know, 20, I don't even like it that much. It's just different than
either.
Water.
I yeah. really don't. I've it's, never yeah. okay. gotten the peel of iced yeah. tea. And you got to fill it so full of Splenda and everything to make it palatable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
What's the, where the, you mix it? The iced tea and the lemonade. The
Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer. Yeah. Those are good.
That's
the
not
way
too
you go.
Shabby.
That's
but
good.
Again, I'm trying not to drink too much sugar, so that's why the iced tea hit the way it did. Yeah. You
so
know?
You just hit it straight, straight
yeah.
Lipton.
Oh yeah,
bro.
I don't do any kind of I don't do any
man.
Sweetener at all because I usually
She's
drink hot
that
tea.
Street life.
Yes,
yeah, I usually drink hot tea, but it was so hot yesterday, you know,
yeah.
and I so it's just like yeah.
It was refreshing though.
It was refreshing.
I don't ever want to talk about iced tea again. Today is National Iced Tea Day for those of you that love it like Katie Cap. I sat down for, I don't know, I made it through about 30 minutes of the Big Apple event yesterday during my treadmill time. The whole event was like an hour and a half, so I skipped through a lot of it and then just read the bullet points this morning. But they're releasing a ton of new features for the iPhones, the iPad, the watches. Miles texted in on our text line, and Miles said, for the Apple talk, I've never heard the term liquid glass used so much. It was used in every sentence. Apple is very proud of their patented liquid glass.
I mean, it sounds cool. Ugh.
I thought
right?
it was like a new phone coming out with a new screen that
yeah.
was somehow liquidy. No, they're just kind of changing the graphics a little bit
yeah.
so it looks like liquid on your screen.
It's see-through. Everything's
it's transparent.
Yeah,
it's transparent
now.
So you can see everything kind of behind it, and it's kind of blurry. They're calling it liquid glass.
And just because of that, they can up the price
yes.
to 1,000 and call it good.
Yes.
We just want longer battery life, Apple.
I know.
Please.
That's it.
Right?
That's all we want.
Is yours like mine, Josh, where it's starting to tank now?
Dude,
mine's
yes.
tanking. It's tanking.
Every year around these events and stuff that happens, the older iPhones, which I have the, like...
I have a 14.
I have the 15. So the newer version.
Yeah.
And, I mean, seriously, Jer, by 10, 11, 12, I'm at 45%. And I'm
yeah.
like, I'm not even using it that much.
They're going to force me to get a new one.
I know. I hate it. Hate it.
They've got some enhanced privacy, smarter multitasking, blah, 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 upgraded messaging features, where you can pin messages, better emoji reactions, voice message transcribing, who cares? There's some Apple Music enhancement, including lyric translation. There was one thing I saw, was it yesterday's event? It was like real-time AI translation, so if you're like FaceTiming with somebody who's speaking in Spanish, it is translating it immediately for you now.
That's
so you can,
cool.
That's really neat.
That is something that you could actually use.
Yeah. Updates to Apple CarPlay, Apple Intelligence. There's a whole slew of things coming out. And then the other thing besides the liquid glass is they're calling everything iOS like 26 now. They're kind of streamlining everything. They're simplifying the naming process of all these upgrades to coincide with the year that they're going to come out now. So it'll be iOS 26 across the board for watches, for iPads, for the computers, everything.
Isn't this coming out in September, though?
Yeah,
of 2025?
You're right. Why are they doing 26 then?
Oh, see, it's confusing again.
Apple.
What the heck?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, 25 plus 1.
Oh.
That doesn't make sense.
You didn't even do it right.
Duh. Liquid glass.
They created, did the Apple event yesterday, and they go, oh, crap, it's 2025.
What a time to be early. Dang
it.
Is it coming out in 25?
I think it's dropping in September. Yeah.
It just says Apple chose to jump to iOS 26, reflecting the upcoming calendar year.
Oh, man.
It should have been 25.
That doesn't make sense.
What are they doing?
That doesn't make sense.
I'm pissed.
I'm pissed. I'm pissed more than Miles, who texted in about the liquid glass. Anything else I want to tell you guys? The owner of the Breaking Bad house was out yelling at fans and spraying them with a hose. Did you see this?
Oh,
that's hilarious.
Honestly, I can't imagine living in that house.
That would suck, yeah. Which is such a bummer.
It's an iconic house from the TV show Breaking Bad. There's a scene in that show, too, where they throw a pizza up on the roof, and people have been coming by and throwing pizzas on the top of this house.
Oh.
They're trying to sell the house. The owners actually put it up on the market back in January for about $4 million, which is way higher than it should be. But anyway, some more people showed up and were trying to take pictures and everything, and the owner came out with a hose and started spraying them.
Fight me because I'm not a Jack Mormon.
Yeah, get him, Joanne. Get him, Joanne.
Have you seen anything else but Breaking Bad stuff since you've been here? You can take a picture from that corner. Do not get close. And no tripod, no nothing. Just quick snap. One picture, then you go.
Get him, Joanne. Get the hose on him, Joanne.
Joanne is serious.
Get him.
She's
get
upset.
Him out of here.
Gosh.
Anyway, I would hate to live in an iconic like movie or TV house.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be nonstop people.
What's funny about that pizza thing, too, is the show did that in one take. They didn't have to do that a billion times. Yeah, Walter White, he did it in one take.
All right.
And they got the pizza on there and called it good. Nice. But for what? That's been well over a decade since
that
TV show
ended. Iconic scene, though. People are still showing up.
Get him, Joanne.
Get him, Joanne.
No, Joanne.
Get the hose on him. Hillbilly.
One picture. It's all you get.
That's it. All right, Katie, what's local?
All right. Well, we have that National Women's Soccer League, the temporary state-of-the-art training facility that they're building for them in Centennial. They broke ground on that yesterday until the actual stadium is built there on I-25 in Broadway. President Jen Millett, the president here in Denver, talked about it Monday morning and was saying how, you know, you need certain things to build a world championship, you know, something, and that we're doing that here. So, yeah, here's Jen.
Oh, okay.
For too long, we've been treated like tiny men with the mantra of shrink it and pink it, and that would be good enough. This training facility changes that.
Well, and that's it. Like, they have been pushed to, you know, certain standard in women's sports, and we have to kind of be in the shadow of men. And this is the first time a stadium has been built for women's sports to this magnitude. And so everybody's really excited about it. And this is just, again, the temporary training facility. The big one is being built in, I believe they're going to start that next year in 2029 is the season that that's going to be.
Shrink it and pink it.
I knew you'd like that. I knew. When I heard that, I was like, Jeremy's going to be a big fan of shrink it and pink it. And that's actually a thing,
that's
Josh.
That's a cute little phrase, actually.
I guess. I mean, yeah, I've heard, you know, just take a men's jersey, make it smaller, and make it pink, I guess, for the women's
teams.
Which is
ridiculous.
Well, no,
that's
dumb.
It's like when you go buy women's tools, they're all pink and the little pink toolbox.
I know, that's so
stupid. It's dumb.
Shrink it and pink
Stop
it.
Stop it.
But it
I
is
like the
appealing.
Tiny men comment.
The thing is...
That's you. You're a little tiny man.
Well, I was like, what are they? Like 5'8" or 4", you know, 4'11" or what's how tiny?
Get them, Joanne.
I like it because for women, the nationals, you know, women's sports, it's always in the shadow of men's sports. So this is kind of like them being highlighted, and it's like, you know, get out of the way, guys.
It's going to be really good for college.
Get them, Joanne.
Yeah, exactly. Get them, Joanne.
Get them.
You know it. All right, but that is going to be really exciting. Like Peyton Manning, Michaela Schifrin, all on board with that. Like, it's a big deal here in Denver.
It is
a big deal.
We're
very excited for the National Women's Soccer League. All right, Bellevue Station, did you see they're adding a 22-story building in that little area off I-25 and Bellevue? They're actually adding a whole new block. It's called Block F. It's going to be 3.3 acres, 944,000 square feet, but they're putting up more residential spots, retail space, and parking. But the picture of the 22-story building there off I-25 and Bellevue, it looks really neat.
Like, really fancy?
Yeah. Like, it's almost like I feel like they're going to do another downtown, which I think DTC can already be, you know, considered another little downtown
area.
Yeah.
I love the DTC area. It's so clean and pretty, and the buildings are beautiful, and you feel fancy when you're over there.
You do. Like,
but this is going to be a big mamma jamma, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
So they're not going to...
they're not going to shrink
it. All right, just
and
curious.
Pink it. No, they're right, building. Good. They're building big over there. Hey, when will the corn be ready? That's a big question.
Tell me right now.
An update on Colorado's
produce. The Olathe sweet corn?
Yes, yes. Well, I saw a story about how people, you know, they get kind of bamboozled, if you will, when it comes to the Colorado produce, because people will be on the side of the road and they'll be like, these are Palisade peaches.
And they're not?
And they're not. Those are imposter peaches.
What?
No.
Imposter peaches. So the thing is each produce has its own time of when it's ready to go, right? Like, you have the peaches, which are usually middle July is when the good peaches come. Say early July, but you don't want those. Those are hard peaches.
You don't want a hard peach.
You want a soft peach.
You want a nice
peach. Exactly. So
nice,
you want to make sure. And a lot of the times, you know, those stickers, you have to make the Colorado Pride.
Yeah.
Just do your due diligence when it comes to the
make
produce.
Sure it has a sticker on
make
it.
Make sure it has a sticker, because you don't want the peaches that aren't Palisade when it's the summer.
If somebody hands you a peach, you got to inspect that sticker right away.
You have to make sure that it's Palisade.
You want a fake peach.
You don't.
You don't want to be going to a barbecue and somebody hands you a fake peach. No. I'll tell you that right now.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think Kim Kardashian has a fake peach, too.
She does.
You don't want those.
The Olathe sweet corn, though, that's ready late July, early August. They even have the sweet corn festival, which is usually the first week in
August.
You ever
been to the Corn Palace in South Dakota?
No.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah? Have you been to the Sweet Corn Festival?
Can't say that I have.
I have been there multiple times. Do you know, like, it's like $20 to get in, and it's all you can eat corn.
That sounds awesome. I am not kidding.
You just keep going through that line, and then they have all the different seasonings.
Can you imagine
that
you
what
get your turds
sprinkle?
Are going to look like?
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine the porta potties at that place? Oh,
it's going to look like cream. It's going to be cream corn in there.
It's a hot mess up in there. Oh. But anyway, but the Sweet Corn Festival, like, you literally get to just take seasoning and put it on, and they have like a whole table full of seasonings. So every time you go through, you get a different kind of corn. You change it up.
Sounds good.
I love the corn on those big roasters that they have. You can hear the flame, and they're in there roasting the corn. That is some of the tastiest MF'ing corn you're ever going to have.
Yes.
It's so good.
It's so good.
When is this?
Olathe Sweet Corn Festival is usually the first week in August.
Where's it at?
In Olathe, Colorado.
Which is actually in Olathe?
Yeah, it's in between Montrose and
Grand. I thought that was just the corn factory.
It goes Montrose, Olathe, Delta, Grand Junction.
I'll be damned. I had no idea there was an actual Olathe,
there
Colorado.
There is an actual Olathe, Colorado.
What?
Yes. The Olathe, is it Pirates?
Sure.
The Olathe Pirates, I think that's what it is. But anyway, yeah, Olathe, Colorado.
You're making that up.
No, I'm not. Olathe.
I've lived here my entire life. I didn't have any idea there's.
Are you talking about the high school Katie there? How would I know that?
Olathe Pirates. It is the Olathe Pirates.
It looked at me like the Olathe Pirates. I was like,
you're the sports guy.
Well, I don't know the high school name.
Oh, my God. I'm not driving to Olathe. It's way the hell out there.
It is not. It's
barely
4.5 hours to get to Olathe.
You're basically in Nevada.
You know, you're not. You're in between Montrose and Delta is
where
you're at.
That's a long drive. For corn.
It's worth it.
I'm going to go to Safeway and get my own corn.
It's totally worth it.
They bring in the Olathe at Safeway, don't they?
They do, yeah.
Well, then why would I drive to Olathe?
All you can eat corn. The Olathe sweet corn.
A town that I never knew existed.
Oh, yeah. So it is August 23rd this year in Olathe.
I swear, I thought it was like a corn factory or something.
Colorado.
No. Operated by John Olathe.
Oh, my gosh, no.
I've been in the corn business since 1876.
No.
It was Grandpappy's business.
It's so funny because people actually call it Olathe.
Oh.
You know?
I mean, that makes sense.
They don't know how to say Olathe.
Just because, in English, the E is usually silent at the end, so that makes sense.
Also, like, Uray, it's not my Ray, it's your Ray.
I've been to Uray.
Yeah, Uray's very pretty.
All right.
So anyway, it's all in that area.
Okay, so the corn.
The sweet corn.
We've got something to look forward to.
We do.
What was it, August?
August 23rd is the Sweet Corn Festival, and late July is when the corn gets ready to
be shucked.
And that's
when, actually, it gets probably expensive out there, don't you think? Don't they jack the prices on the corn for the Corn Festival? When I could wander in a Safeway and get, like, 8 ears for a buck, right?
No,
don't they do that?
You have farmers, so you can just, like, trade a something.
Trade a farmer?
You can barter. You can barter over there on the Western slope.
Like, I bring them, like, junk from my house, and I can trade it for corn?
I don't know about that.
Like an old Blu-ray player or something?
Like, if you have a bushel of green chilies, and you can trade it.
I don't have
a bushel
of anything.
What
would I trade?
I don't know. Go find a bushel of something. And
trade your e-bike for some corn.
No, I like wait. Maybe like some old DVDs or something. Do farmers like old DVDs?
Are you saying they still use DVDs up in Olathe?
Yes, they do.
They're a little
I feel like they would.
Town.
I feel like they don't even have Wi-Fi out there.
Not yet.
Not yet. It's coming.
It's still in Colorado, again, between Montrose and Delta.
I looked it up. We know where it's at now.
Yes, it's a real place. And there's real people there.
I'm just trying to decide what I would trade a bushel of for a bushel of corn.
And they have internet. It's a very advanced place at Olathe, Colorado.
All right.
Okay,
one more.
Just because Coldplay is tonight at Empower Field at Mile High. So make sure you stop by the Mix 110 out front. We'll be having a good time. I believe you can jump in the 360 photo booth from tap to start.
Oh, is that going to be there?
That is so much fun.
It is fun.
We got to do that for opening day for the Rockies, and they do a great job. I mean, the pictures that you get, the mementos that you get from tap to start 360 photo booth. It's pretty great. So
yeah, it is actually a really great time. We were able to jump into one and and do it, make a video.
Yeah.
It's really neat how it comes out. So
yeah.
This is going to be a huge concert. There are so many people talking about this concert. Quite the
deal.
Buzz. So have fun. It's not for me, but have fun.
Have fun. Well, because it's so late. They're not going to hit the stage until 9.
High. I know.
I'm already in bed.
I know. All right. If anybody has some suggestions on what I should trade a bushel of for a bushel of corn, feel free to text us. The text line's wide open. 303-691-1649. Or what you yourself would trade a bushel of for a bushel of corn.
Oh my gosh, the Sweet Corn Festival's in Montrose now.
They moved it because Olathe doesn't have Wi-Fi.
It used to be right there at the park.
Who said that?
Oh my gosh, somebody texted in and said, Linda said the Sweet Corn Festival's
How
in Montrose
Linda know?
Now. I have no idea. I used to live there. And yeah, that's kind of sad. The Olathe Sweet Corn Festival isn't in Olathe
False advertising now.
Anymore. Huh.
It's going to need to be Montrose Sweet Corn now.
Yeah.
Anyway, if anybody has a bushel idea,
send it our way.
Hit me up.